today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam and peace to all of you who are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic is the Shia of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan.
Today, Monday, is the 21st of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of Khordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Safat, verses 83 to 87.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإن من شيعته لإبراهيم.
And indeed, among his kind was Abraham.
إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ.
When he came to his Lord with a sound heart.
إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَاذَا تَعْبُدُونَ.
And when he said to his father and his people, "What do you worship?"
أَإِفْكًا آلِهَةً دُونَ اللَّهِ تُرِيدُونَ.
Is it falsehood as gods other than Allah you desire?
فَمَا ظَنُّكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Then what is your thought about the Lord of the worlds?
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
We are to purify it inside of ourselves at first, and then we may try to purify the society. The necessary condition of the success of the religious leaders is to have a sound, pure heart. Prophet Abraham paved the same way of unity and justice, the same path of piety and sincerity that Noah paved. Since all divine prophets were the preachers of the same school and the teachers of the same university, and every one of them continued and completed the program of the previous one.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
We look at our topic. Who are the Shia? The word Shia is derived from Arabic word at-tashayyu, which means to follow. According to major dictionaries, the friends and followers of a person are his Shia. This word is equally used for singular and plural, as well as for masculine and feminine genders. In the Holy Quran, it has been used for the followers of the prophets of Allah. This name is generally used for those who love and follow Imam Ali and the people of his house, of his family, and it has become the proper name. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin asta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with certain definitions and characteristics of typical Shi'i people as formulated by the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Now it's indicated that some other characteristics of the Shi'i community is that إِنَّمَا شِعَتُنَا يُعْرَفُونَ بِخَصَالٍ شَتَّى بِالسَّخَى وَالْبَذْلَ لِلْإِخْوَانِ. It means that certainly our Shi'is can be identified by means of several characteristics, and among them, one of them is generosity, and another one is, being attentive to the religious brethren, or to the religious brethren. Another characteristic of Shi'is, as indicated by the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, is that Shi'i people are those who are delighted on the happy occasions, happy religious occasions, and they become a very, they are really gloomy and they are, down on unhappy occasions that occurred to unhappy incidents or occasions that happened to the infallibles. For example, those people who are good religious people, they usually feel very happy or delighted and very high on the day of Ghadir Khum, and they feel very low or very, demotivated on Ashura, because Ghadir was a delightful occasion and Ashura was a, sorrowful occasion in the history of Islam.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Now it's a good time to look at the characteristics of a true Shia. Sulaiman ibn Mahran said, I entered into the presence of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, while there were a group of people from among the Shia in his company. And he said the following to them, O assembly of Shia, be a beauty for us, Ahlul Bayt, and do not be a source of embarrassment for us. Speak to people in good ways and protect your tongues. Save your tongues from speaking things that do not need to be said and which are detested. The ulama of the science of akhlaq, or ethics, have stated that for those traversing the spiritual path towards reaching Allah, the first step that must be taken is to correct one's tongue. And as long as the tongue and what one speaks is not corrected, the heart will never become purified. The tongue is the key to the entire essence of a person, such that we are able to discern what kind of person an individual is by his method of speech. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. A life lesson for today: indolence and poverty. Imam Ali said, the day in which everything married with one another, indolence and weakness mingled with each other, and their child was called poverty and indigence. What a beautiful tradition. Everything is earned through effort and endeavors, and this is the reality that Islam has taught us. Indolence, debility, weakness, and escaping from hard work and difficult challenges are never compatible with the spirit of belief. They will produce nothing but poverty in all aspects, including economic, moral, and spiritual poverty. The striving believers, on the other hand, shall be self-sufficient and contented in all aspects, of course. Oh,
the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi gave us a recipe. You want to achieve salvation? You want to avoid deviation? The Prophet famously stated in Hadith al-Thiqlain, I leave behind me the Book of Allah and what? My family, my Ahlul Bayt. If you hold on to them, تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا, you shall never go astray. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, other Muslims, other schools of thought, they love the Prophet, they love his family. I don't dispute that. You cannot hate the Prophet's family and be a true Muslim. Other Muslims, they love the Ahlul Bayt. But did the Prophet say, love my Ahlul Bayt only? In Hadith al-Thiqlain, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam doesn't say, just love my Ahlul Bayt. What does the Prophet say? تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا, hold on to them. Have you seen sometimes you're on a bus ride or a train ride and you're standing? If you don't hold on to the handle firmly, what happens? You've been on those buses, right? Sometimes at the airport or some other place. If you're standing on a train or a bus and it moves and you're not holding a handle, you'll fall. The only way to guarantee you're not going to fall is to hold the handle firmly. The Prophet didn't say to the Muslims, just love my Ahlul Bayt. He said, hold on to them. The only school of thought that truly holds on to the Ahlul Bayt in every aspect of deen is the school of Ahlul Bayt, is the Shia school of thought. When it comes to my belief system, my sources are Ali ibn Abi Talib and Nahj al-Balagha. When it comes to my inspiration to be generous and patient, my symbol is Al-Imam Al-Hasan Al-Mujtaba. When it comes to my passion to fight against injustice, my inspiration is Al-Imam Al-Husayn. When it comes to spirituality and supplication, my inspiration is Al-Imam Zain Al-Abideen. When it comes to knowledge and legal studies and fiqh, my inspiration is Al-Imam Al-Baqir, Al-Imam Ja'far Al-Sadiq alayhi salam, such that we're honored to be called the Ja'fari. Everything I have is from Ahlul Bayt. Can this be applied to any other school of thought out there? When the Prophet said, hold on to the Quran and my Ahlul Bayt, I am a Shia because I'm following this instruction of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, by holding on to the Ahlul Bayt in every detail of my life, in my history, in my theology, in my understanding of the Quran, and in my legal studies as well. And I'm honored that the living Imam, the Imam whom I recognize as the Imam of my time, is from the Ahlul Bayt. He is the descendant of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and that's Al-Imam Al-Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajah. I'm the only one from all these schools of thought who knows I have a living Imam who's infallible, who's from the Ahlul Bayt, who does not separate from the Quran. And the Prophet said, the one who dies without an Imam shall die the death of Jahiliyyah. All Muslims have narrated this. I know who my Imam is. Does every school of thought know who their living Imam is? When Allah asks them about their Imam, who are they going to answer? The school of Ahlul Bayt with full clarity tells me who the Imams are.
That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we will speak more about this interesting topic, and that is, who is a true Shia? Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. So may Allah bless all of you, and we'll leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي